Proclamation number 5418 of 22nd of June, 1952. Resisting the truth. You don't know the resistance people execute towards me. You don't know how they resist accepting the truth. And therefore you also don't know how difficult it is, by bearing in mind their free will, to wrest people from their delusion, to make them soft and compliant and to break their rigid mind so that they, for the time being, are willing to listen to what my love presents to them. But one day the hour will come when everyone will reflect and also remember spiritual benefits the one has experienced in life. But one day the hour will come for everyone, and that this hour may approach the one while still on earth, everyone should appeal to me from the bottom of one's heart, everyone should appeal to me for truth, for enlightenment of the spirit while still on this earth. The one will then also recognize my merciful love which caused me to repeatedly offer him the truth, and the one will regret every hour he did not make use of because he rejected what I offered him. But my plan is fixed. To sound a wake-up call of such a volume that will make those who walk in darkness straighten up and take notice. I can only ever influence people in such a way that I cause them to reflect. But anyone who walks along indifferently and thoughtlessly accepts and advocates error will have to be brought into a situation where his thoughts are stimulated by unusual events which he cannot dismiss but has to comment upon. Every thinking person will be touched by my influence, and those people especially who feel affected by themselves, who are directly touched by an unusual intervention. I only want people to wake up from their sleep and I will also achieve this. But what they do then, after their waking up, that they will do consciously, and that is decisive for eternity. I have mercy on anyone who walks in a state of sleep and I will help the one to open his eyes and thus can feel and behold the morning light, for it will touch him beneficially and give him strength for his development. But absence of light will cause all life to wither away. But I want you humans to live. That you are found in knowledge, in the light, that your soul unfolds and becomes beneficially active in all directions. But every resistance against the truth is resistance against me. How then can I give you life if you yourselves refuse to accept the life-giving gifts from me? I cannot force you, but I will not refrain from anything that could still make you become wide awake and reflect. And if I achieve that you reflect, I will also have won you over for myself, i.e., your resistance will be broken, you then will desire the truth yourselves, which I will always offer you if you seriously desire it. Amen.